5 years ago here at WYSO, we found a room full of old and dusty audio tapes in a moldy basement room. They contained programs going back to WYSO's first broadcast in 1958. With a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and help from the Greene County Public Library, we began to catalog and digitize more than 200 hours of those tapes, and today we begin to share them with you. All this year, we'll focus on the 1960s and 1970s to show how we lived and how the country was changing. Here now is Jocelyn Robinson, a WYSO Community Voices producer and our first ever Archives Fellow with Rediscovered Radio, historic audio from the WYSO Archives.
WYSO Radio News.
It's 1963, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and public radio as we know it won't exist for another 8 years. Yet WYSO was covering local events with an ear to their national importance. You just heard the start of a special report by Antioch student Bruce Havens on efforts to integrate a white-owned barbershop that wouldn't serve black customers.
Much is at stake in this local barbershop controversy, not only for the barber and civil rights partisans, but for the citizens of Ohio and perhaps the entire nation. Many court cases have stemmed from the battle at Gegner's Barbershop. But the case with the broadest legal implications concerns barber Lewis Gegner, a Yellow Springs Negro, Paul Graham, and the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. At stake, the constitutionality of the barbershop sections of the state's major anti-discrimination legislation, the Ohio Public Accommodations Act.
Within months, a major protest closed the barbershop, and the lawsuits evaporated. But Ohio was changing, just like the rest of the country. President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act in July of 64 and came to town a couple years later on the midterm campaign trail. WYSO was there.
Listen now as WYSO takes you, by recording, to the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Dayton, Ohio, for this afternoon's address by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. Here is the President of the United States.
On this Labor Day weekend, I have sought the best relaxation that a president can get. It's by folding away your Washington newspapers, leaving the Capitol, and coming out and visiting with his friends and his countrymen. I have traveled to the beautiful state of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and now beautiful Ohio. I have talked about the problems of the people.
President Johnson's ambitious social agenda was overshadowed as the Vietnam War escalated. With the emergence of the anti-war and black power movements, speakers came to Antioch's campus to encourage people to critique their government.
On tonight's community lecture series, we present SNCC in Retrospect. The speaker is Cleveland Sellers, past field secretary of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
I guess we can start off by examining the Great Society, which considers itself to be inclusive while really being exclusive.
By the early 1970s, protests were taking place all over the U.S. Listen to a student reporter tell us about a demonstration right here in the Miami Valley.
This is Julia Reichert for WYSO News down at the Dayton Convention Center, where tonight Howard Robard Hughes will be inducted into Dayton's Aviation Hall of Fame. As I stand here inside the building, I notice a group of demonstrators are beginning to gather outside carrying signs. The demonstration seems to have been called by the New American Movement to protest against a number of different issues. Some of the people are saying dump Nixon. Some of the people are saying end corporate control of the government. Some of the signs relate to the continuation of the war in Vietnam. So this is obviously a multi-issue demonstration.
Of course, there was lots of amazing music broadcast in those early years that's in the archives, too. Here's Pete Seeger in 1969 with a message that's still timely today.
The world's got hunger and ignorance. Bring 'em home, bring 'em. You can't beat that with bombs and guns.
That's just a taste of the hundreds of hours of historic recordings we have. Every few weeks we'll share more, so if you're interested in how the past affects the present and in turn the future, stay tuned. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
bring us home.
Major support for Rediscovered Radio comes from the Ohio Humanities Council and the Greene County Public Library. To learn more about the WISO archives and the historic audio you just heard, visit wiso.org.